on Redacted Town Hall VIP podcast. A lot more serious than usual now. This whole Israel thing is it's an unbelievable disaster for Israel. Putting aside that these semi-humans have murdered over 700 people, if you multiply that out, you're talking somewhere like the equivalent of 20 or 30,000, because Israel has 9 million people. And that's got to be met with ruthless, merciless reprisals. It has got to be met with hellfire and brimstone. These people need to be freaking killed, and they need to be killed in huge stacks. I'm going to talk about this obviously in some of my town hall stuff. But some of the things that I'm wondering is exactly what the mechanism of this happened was. And I think I have an idea. 50 years ago, Yom Kippur War, which was a joint attack by forces in Syria, forces in Jordan, forces in Egypt, during a holiday when Israel thought it was on top of the world, because it just won the Six-Day War in 1967 and the War of Attrition after that. There was a holiday. They weren't looking. Much of the military was on leave. And the forces attacked and pushed Israel back in the Golan Heights, in the Sinai Desert. They were very cunning. They pioneered the use of anti-tank guided missiles, SA-3s. Which the Israelis didn't expect. The Israelis would, do these tank counterattacks, basically charging with tanks without infantry support, because that worked real well in 67 when they're going against other tanks. But what they came up against was Egyptian infantry with these guided missiles. And they got hit hard. And they eventually turned it around. But it really shook Israel to the core, because Israel was not able to do the get the warning it should have by its intelligence services. And I think we have a very similar thing here. What we had was the Gaza Strip is, walled off, but it was walled off on the cheap. It was one of those smart fences, right, that you hear so much about. And that's super useful when you are trying to stop groups of five or six guys coming across. What if you overwhelm it? And what if you overwhelm it in multiple ways? You basically cut the wire, start driving through before anyone can react. You're using paragliders to attack a fucking music festival that someone thought it was a good idea to have right next to the Gaza Strip. What if you do it at all sorts of points with vehicles, with tons of guys on a holiday when nobody's watching? When nobody expects it, and they didn't have the ability to counterattack. There wasn't, battalions and battalions of troops in the area. They were trying to do it on the cheap. They didn't see it coming. And, this is called asymmetrical warfare. This is when you put your strength against the enemy's weaknesses. And the enemy's weakness is it was prepared for the wrong war. Sound familiar? Because America's always unprepared for the present war. It's always fighting the last war. So they have a temporary advantage. They'll get beaten. Israel build up combat power, beat them back. I don't know how far it's going to go into Gaza, but I would go in and freaking salt the earth. But I'm not a nice guy. I'm actually a very nasty guy. And my feeling about what you do to the enemies is you freaking kill them, and you kill them in great heaps. All this video stuff, have you noticed they're not hiding the video stuff? This is part of it. This is part of the new world we're in of asymmetrical warfare. They let the captives keep their phones so that they can call back. They want everybody to know that they're raping and murdering these kidnapped people. And Israel can't do anything about it. And Israel can't do anything about it. All these people are dead. They're all going to die. They're all going to be murdered. There's no way. There's no, special forces-y shit. And let me take a tangent here. Briefly. Some of the people who've been taken hostage are Americans. And I hear some people are like, I'm America first. You want to get out? Okay, I'm going to stay here and fit. And you just call me when we're ready. Some of these America first people, you know, are all like, well, we shouldn't do anything. These are Americans. Well, they're half Israeli. You piece of shit. If America first means anything, it means taking care of Americans. What kind of freaking coward will allow third world savages to rape, torture, and kidnap Americans without retribution? Okay, if that's what America first means, count me the fuck out. All right? That being said, what are our freaking options? Well, I know what dipshit's option will be. Pay them billions more dollars. You know what the Schlichter option would be? I wouldn't talk to the Hamas motherfuckers. I'd go to their masters in Iran, and I'd say, hey, dipshit, I'm looking at my watch. In 24 hours, if all the Americans aren't out, I'm fucking you up. And I'd put a couple carrier battle groups off the fucking Persian Gulf, and if that clock struck midnight and our people were still in, I'd put every goddamn ship in the Iranian fucking Navy at the bottom of the fucking ocean. And I'd say, that's day one. Tomorrow, I'd fuck you up again. Worse. And none of this fucking warning shit. None of this, well, you know, we're going to hit this building. Fuck you. I'm running up the score. You fuck with Americans, you fucking die. You know what that does? That encourages people not to fuck with Americans. And oh my God, I'm so irritated by the fucking, you know, alleged America first thing. We don't care, war, it's not our war. Hey, dipshit, I'm not saying we fucking fight. For a couple reasons. First of all, it's a bad idea for us to get in there and try and take our licks with the Israelis. Let the Israelis handle it. We don't need multiple chains of command. We don't need the coordination issues. And frankly, I'm not sure what our fucked up, shitty military could actually do. I'm not even sure we could pull off the fucking Navy. Okay? You know, maybe we'd drop a pronoun bomb on these assholes. I don't know. But, yeah, I don't even get started with me on the, it's not our war. If they've taken Americans, it's our fucking war. Sometimes war is thrust upon you. I'm a Jacksonian. I'm not a pacifist, and I'm not a pussy. I believe in fighting. I just believe in victory, and I don't believe in fighting for no good reason. Ukraine, not our issue. Americans stolen, that's our issue. And if you don't kill a bunch of bad guys because they've stolen your people, you know what you get? You get more people stolen. We've dicked around with these motherfuckers too long in Iran. They kidnapped a bunch of Americans in the 80s, and we didn't go on a fucking mass killing spree like we should have. Until the late 80s, when they started fucking with our tankers, and we sent a bunch of ships to the bottom of the ocean. You know what they didn't do for a while? Fuck with us. You know, I'll say this. I'm always subjective. You know I like DeSantis, but I'll say this. This shit wouldn't have happened under Trump because he wouldn't put up with this fucking shit. It wouldn't happen under DeSantis either. But look, if you're a never-Trumper, you say, I just can't take Trump. He's just so, it's a mean tweet. I'm going to support Biden. You bought this, asshole. This is yours. You bought it. You chose this. Because Trump was so icky, I couldn't do that. He was mean, and he called Rosie O'Donnell a horse face, and I couldn't. This is the shit you get. 6 billion Iranians, and essentially a green light, which has now got a bunch of Americans being raped and murdered in that third world cesspool. That's what you got. That's what you did, never Trumpers. You did that. That was your choice. You did it. Take responsibility for your fucked up choices. Now, what's going to happen? Well, the regime media is already in on it. Headline. Netanyahu attacks the Gaza Strip. Yeah, gosh, I thought that the headline would be 700 Israelis raped and murdered, but I don't know. I'm not one of these guys. The moral fucking illiteracy of these people to somehow draw an equivalence between the dipshit Palestinians and the freaking Israelis is almost too much. I can't even. What the fuck? Are you that stupid? Twitter randos. And the answer is yes. There's some fucking moral clarity here. The Palestinians are in a shitty state because of the Palestinians' shitty choices. The Palestinians could have peace tomorrow. What they want to do is rape and murder every Jew and Christian because they were killing Filipinos. They were killing Nepalese. They're killing anybody they met. That German girl. Remember? There was these fucking brave heroes cheering over her fucking body in the back of a truck. You know, Germans don't have a great history here. But they fucking murder them too. They are nihilists. They are scumbags. They are jihadi assholes. I want them to die. Moral clarity requires retribution. And it should be merciless. Let me give you a word. It's called Carthage. Genghis Khan knew how to do this shit. You know, Genghis Khan would send somebody to, send some emissaries to a city and say, hey, I want you to bring tribute to me. Now, sometimes the cities would say no and they'd fight, and that would be bad. Sometimes the cities would go, fuck you, I'm cutting off your emissaries' heads and sending you those back. Okay? Genghis felt that was savagery. One thing to fight. It's another thing to kill embassies, right? To kill emissaries. And when he took those cities, he killed everybody. Those cities are gone. They are off the map. Sometimes when you step outside of the bounds of civilization, you need to stop being. These people need to be stopped being. If you think there's some fucking peace plan you can get that doesn't involve every Jew, Christian, Hindu, everything else being murdered, or if they're pretty and young, a sex slave, you're a fucking idiot or a fucking liar. Which means you're a leftist. You can't negotiate with these people. You can't talk to them. You are not responsible for refusing to compromise. Then where the compromise is, well, we'll just murder some of you now and some of you later. Why are you being such an asshole? You know why Palestinians can't move freely through Israel? Because they fucking murder Israelis. They are unworthy of freedom, so they don't get it. And a lot of them are unworthy of life. Every single one of you cheering over throwing little babies in cages. They all ought to die. They all ought to die. Don't ask me to fucking be compassionate and caring for people who want to fucking rape and murder my family. Don't fucking ask me. Because the answer is no. No, we're not going to do that. No, we are not going to allow our morality to be twisted by the morally illiterate to have ourselves murdered in the name of decolonization. This is happening here too, folks. The same fucking mindset is happening here, where you have people excusing rape and murder and butchery here in America. Every time you see these animals, you know, attack an Asian or, you know, punch somebody on the street or shoot somebody in the street. And then you get that fucking scumbag defund the police guy gets stabbed and his girlfriend won't help the cops. They want this. You need to understand what happened in Israel is what they want. Decolonization does not come without bloodshed. That is what they write. Look at your France famine. They write that. They believe that. They want you raped and murdered. Why do you think they're so eager to allow military age males in America? Why do you think they're so eager to disarm you? They want you fucking raped and murdered and dead. Don't make any mistake about it. That's what they want. They absolutely want that. Yeah, that's what they want, folks.
So get real and accept the reality of the situation. All right, I think that's enough for today. That is my unredacted. I'm sorry, there aren't a lot of laughs, but this shit ain't funny. Buy guns and ammunition. Your government can't protect you. Your government won't protect you. There's a lot of people in the government who don't want you protected, who actively want this to happen to you. I know that sounds crazy, right? It's also absolutely true. People want the reasonably foreseeable consequences of their actions. Okay? Stop fooling yourself. Read me every Monday, Wednesday, Thursday. I want you to go out and get Overlord. That's new Kelly Turnbull book. It's a lot of fun. It will take your mind off this shit, sort of. Sort of. Because I predict this stuff. Guys, I predict all this insanity. Go to my On Locals page or subscribe to me on Twitter. And I will see you next time on Unredacted. Thanks. Bye.